Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On Tiwi.
Ray Rowe.
Brought to you by Sloman's and Casa Noble. By the way, coming up right after ENN, how about some New York Rangers tickets? That's right. Game 3 this Sunday, 3:30 MSG, giving them away just after ENN. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael. Then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
They double-teamed poor Gary. They did.
Then I'd like to say good evening to Michael.
You've texted Flick.
And good evening to Michael again.
I'm not fat anymore.
And to Michael one more time.
I'm George Clooney compared to Pete Davidson.
And lastly, good evening to myself.
Just a couple of dudes and a tiny Maltese.
By the way, name of my sixth book.
Four more than you read.
I've read more than two books.
I know.
Not many more.
I was just having some fun.
Finishing books is tough for me. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm amazed with the both of you, the books you both decide to read. And I'm not even saying it with, like, it's judgment of myself.
I can't read.
I wish I could finish books like that. Like, you guys are, honestly, both. I'd go as far as saying vociferous readers.
Both! I'm being educated.
I'm in the middle. I'm 100 pages in. When I was in Pittsburgh, I bought a book about Howard Cosell. If it's 600 pages, it's one.
Is that the one with the yellow cover?
Yeah, it's from like 10 years ago.
I read it.
It's outstanding.
Of course you did.
It's not flattering by any stretch.
Andrew,
it's interesting.
Andrew, yeah. Can you chime in for a second?
Yeah, sure.
You're a very bright guy. How many books do you finish? Like, how regularly are you finishing books?
I haven't read a book in years, and I'm not proud of that.
I love this man. Because Andrew's smart and works hard and is really like a thoughtful person. Now, you listen to a ton of important podcasts and read a lot of news.
Correct.
But yeah, and I do those things as well. I'm just amazed with Michael and Don's ability to pick up a book. It comes in the mail. Joe Slobotnick has written a book about the 1991 Yankees, a season that Michael lived through, knows everything about, and he reads 380 pages on it in 2 weeks.
Right, and wasn't particularly interesting.
And most of them probably aren't good.
You know, I'm going to be giving away some copies of the paperback Center Stage.
That's a book worth reading.
Yeah. All I have to do is square away with the fact that, you know, ESPN Radio will send them out to the people that actually win them.
Now, you know what I call that book, Don? I mean, this is the highest compliment. The Center Stage paperback, that is the ultimate toilet book.
Okay,
that's not an insult. I agree.
I'm so jacked up right now. I need to eat this horse poop.
Now, I need to probably talk about the naming of it because it doesn't come off the right way. But you know what I mean. That is the perfect book to just take with you to the can and spend a nice 40 minutes.
I'm sorry that we didn't get you to write a blurb. The ultimate toilet book, Peter Rosenberg.
Take it to the can. Oh, God. Okay, guys, let's talk about some things, shall we? Lakers head coaching search is getting close. Bucks assistant Darvin Ham, a finalist. Ex-Blazers coach Terry Stotts, a finalist as well.
This is
all according to Woj.
There's one more name in there.
Go ahead.
You don't have it?
No.
Kenny Atkinson.
At wow. Hospodar?
No, not at Hospodar. Well, Atkinson's on the list, too? Not on my list here.
Well, Shams sent out his own list.
Shams Charania.
Right, and his list was three, and one of them was Atkinson.
Wow.
And I sit and fervently pray to the basketball gods that the Nets make the finals against the Lakers next year, and Kenny Atkinson just shuts it down against that team that got him fired because they didn't want to be coached. But that's just me, because I'm vindictive.
I hear you. Atkinson was a hell of a coach, and so was Stotts, by the way.
Yeah.
Took Portland to the playoffs in his final eight seasons. And obviously, Ham has been with the Bucks over their meteoric rise over the last 4 years.
So why no Mark Jackson? Why
I don't get it.
Jeff Van Gundy.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
And I'll be honest.
Easy.
Oh, no.
By the way, guess what I ate during the commercial?
Peanuts.
Darvin Ham.
Nah. Dead.
It's the damn nuts. It's the damn nuts.
Hey, I'm wondering if we're going to get a Tiger watch since he's completely imploding at the PGA.
Yeah, all of a sudden the motivation's not there.
Back to Terry Stotts. God, I got to tell you, it was so bad. I turned it off. I forgot to see how bad Tiger is right now.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
Is he on the cut line?
Last I checked, he was.
Oh, right now he's not making the cut. Tiger is currently
plus five through 11.
Plus five. The cut line's at plus four. So he's got a few holes here. He's got eight holes to pick up a stroke or two.
It's through 11 holes. He's through 12 holes. So now it's six holes.
So he's down to six to pick up a stroke.
It's over. But because it's not such beautiful landscaping, and you get a green jacket, no one.
But he feels so strong coming into the strong.
I know I can do it because I just.
So everybody who put any money on him to win, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Let emotion take over rational thought.
No, a lot of people just threw $10 on it because they wanted plus 6,600 odds.
That's still wasting $10.
Don, you know what? I'd do it again.
Oh, so you did do it?
No, I didn't. But if I did, I'd do it again. Because it's $10 to pay out that high.
Yeah, Michael, you can't ignore the odds. We're incredible.
So then why don't you bet on
because they're not
Jack Nicklaus to win?
Because he's not able to compete.
Oh,
it's the damn nuts.
Take the worst golfer in the world who has like 100,000 to 1 odds and bet on him then.
But hold on. But that wouldn't be Tiger Woods, who's the greatest golfer of all time. Don, could you explain this?
He's the greatest golfer of all time, but not now.
Yeah,
right,
but there's still something that, hey, who knows?
You're betting if you could throw $10 to pay you out 600, which I believe it would be. $10 to 600, or is it more than that? No, 600. To bet that on the greatest golfer of all time, even if he hasn't been himself, but he's had miracles before, that's a good way to throw $10 at something.
He hasn't had miracles since he almost lost his leg.
But understood. But he also just won a major not that long ago.
Before the accident.
Understood.
And had he won a major after being broken prior to this? Yes. He'd already been. Yes, it wasn't the accident, but he was destroyed in what, 05, 06?
You know what, Peter? I take it back. Continue to bet on him.
I didn't bet on him. I did bet Luka Doncic to score more than 31.5 points tonight, though. Promo code Peter at the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Why are you in Maryland today? I'd like to know that.
I already gave you the answer. It's too bad neither of you listen to the show. Andrew, you want to tell them?
You're there for a bar mitzvah.
Thank you.
Do you even know this 13-year-old?
Yeah, the bar mitzvah is probably Sunday.
Yeah, and by the way, the thing is, it's tomorrow. But Don, it's tomorrow morning at 10. Come on, give me a break.
That's fair. That's fair.
But tell me this, Don. Do I even want to tell Michael the name of the child? Because do I really want to risk Michael's going to attack the child?
I won't attack children or older people. You know that.
Well, no, I just need to know from you.
Guess what I ate during the
These nuts.
Now that might be something. That might be something.
It's the damn nuts.
The young man's name is Zev.
I like that name.
Have you ever met him?
Of course I have. It's my best friend's son.
And all right, so
many times.
You don't mind me asking.
Go ahead.
How much you giving?
Yeah.
Let me guess. You know what? You guys, I'm guessing you guys would say it's my best friend's son. Tell me if I'm right. I think the amount you guys are going to tell me to give, knowing the extravagant gift giving that the both of you do, $500.
$540, because it has to be a derivative of 18, right?
It doesn't have to be. I mean, I think.
No, $500 is that solid. That's really good.
More importantly, when do you plan on giving it?
Andrew with the haymaker. he plans on giving it to him on his 18th birthday.
Let me be honest. You don't have a check written out or even a card.
I'm keeping you employed.
Anthony, can you get me, make sure you cut the drop of Andrew saying I haven't read a book in years, please? I'm giving the gift tomorrow.
And you have the card.
I have a card.
Okay.
I lucked out. My friend who's going to the bar mitzvah with me wrote me and said, do you have a card? And I said, not yet. And she said, want me to get you one? And I said, yes.
Is this Nat?
No, I would not refer to Nat as my friend. I would refer to her as Natalie. This is my friend Allison. But
you're going to the bar mitzvah with another woman?
Why is everything difficult, Don, with him? What are you, Don?
I'm not as good looking as Pete Davidson. You'll never get out from under that.
Don, what do you think the situation is when I said that? Do you think the situation is I'm cheating on Natalie, and in doing so, I'm bringing this hussy to a friend's child's bar mitzvah in Maryland?
You're saying you're cheating on Natalie. That's hot, taking her to a bar mitzvah.
it's going to be hot, Don. 97 degrees.
When did I intimate that you were cheating? I said, why are you going with another woman?
What does the term another woman mean, Don?
I'm sorry, what other words should I... Why are you going with another person?
Natalie has work. She's working on a project. She was unable to come.
All right, so who is this Allie?
Allison is one of my best friends from high school. She is also very close friends with the father of the bar mitzvah.
I'm picking her up,
and we're driving together.
Yeah, sounds like a couple.
No, it does. How does that sound like a couple?
Next weekend, the same person is going to the Hamptons with me and Natalie and my other friends.
Okay. Does she have a boyfriend, Allie?
She does not.
Interesting.
Why do you feel that you need to call her by a nickname?
I dated a girl, Allison, for 2.5 years, and I always called her Allie.
But it wasn't this person.
Well, most Allisons are Allie.
Natalie's going up in a helicopter right now. So... guys, remember the Tim Hardaway hate for the New York Knicks?
Yes.
Quote, 25 years ago.
Bing bong!
I hate them with all the hate you can hate with.
That was great.
Well, guess what? He's becoming a scout for the New York Knicks.
Oh, see?
So welcome aboard. Bing bong!
It's amazing how money really serves as a great filter for hate.
But, yeah, you know, I would think that you know, they do say, Michael, time heals all wounds.
Well,
okay, so
let's say 25 years ago he said that. 2 years ago, the Knicks got rid of his son. Should have reignited the hate, don't you think?
That's a good point, Michael.
But as the great Ice-T once said, cash money ain't never going to play out.
He did, and he meant it, and he was right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, this is interesting. Bob Cousy heard comments made about him by J.J. Redick, okay? Redick, in having a conversation with Chris Russo on First Take, when Russo brought up Cousy, Redick said he was being guarded by plumbers and firemen. Funny line. Out of line. Absolutely out of line. I believe as a
both could be true.
Yeah, but you
funny
don't say
and out of line.
But right, but you don't say it. Right. You're also a guard in the NBA. You can't.
Bob Cousy is NBA royalty.
And literally, he's royalty. So here's Cousy on Sirius XM NBA Radio responding to Redick's comments.
people with less talent will always try to make a name for themselves by criticizing other people and hopefully getting some attention and perhaps increasing their credibility. So when you respond to something like this, you play into their hands. I won't do that, but I will defend the firemen and the plumbers that he referenced, and I'll just give you a few of their names of these firemen that I played with and against during those years. How about Bill Russell, the aforementioned, not too bad a player. Wilt Chamberlain, remember that guy? He wasn't bad. I guess he must have fought fires as well, but in any event.
What a great comeback.
I've never loved Cousy more.
He's 95 years old, too, I think.
He's coming with haymakers.
It's a bad look for J.J. Redick. No. What an awful take, plumbers and firemen. Was not it? That there's anything wrong with plumbers and firemen. Oscar Robertson. George Mikan, plumbers, and it's an insult. J.J. Redick's a smart guy.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, Bob Cousy played the football coach in Blue Chips.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
See,
Cousy's 93, by the way.
Cousy's 93.
Oh. So J.J. should feel humbled.
Listen, I know everyone's very high on J.J. right now at his TV. Trust me, guys.
I don't know if Russo is.
No, Russo's not and shouldn't be. And by the way, I'm going to say something very very quickly because I don't want to create trouble because I know J.J. Redick is very popular at this company. What he did to Russo a few weeks ago was unfair also. That was a he totally twisted what Chris Russo was saying about Draymond Green to make it sound as if Russo was saying players shouldn't talk about social justice issues. He was talking about complaining about referees. And Redick flipped it and put Russo in a really awkward spot.
Yeah, Redick brought up Fox News right away, and kind of in one flippant comment, you're kind of savaging the reputation of a guy who's been in the business over 35 years. It was really unfair, and then Russo really didn't say anything because it's Stephen A.'s show, and Stephen A., I give him credit. He really stuck up for Russo, but Russo on his show on SiriusXM really went after him. But it was terribly unfair.
Well, but
and
by
then
the
everybody
way,
piled on.
No. And by the way, to Twitter, I just want to say, you're idiots. Twitter piled on celebrating Redick as if Redick did this heroic thing. Russo was never talking about shut up and dribble. Shut up and dribble from Laura Ingraham referred to players talking about political issues. He was talking about Draymond Green and basketball. So when you say to someone on the court, when you're playing with someone and someone's talking trash to the ref and complaining, and you go, yo, shut up and play, you're not telling them they shouldn't speak about issues that are dear to their heart. You're saying, shut up and play basketball. And so the flip was, and Russo's a guy who's never had a reputation like that. And in a second, Michael, he was sitting there on the verge of being in real hot water.
Yeah, he was on the verge of being canceled. So, and now Draymond has kept it up with him, you know. We won't need guys like you anymore. I mean, just awful.
Dude.
J.J. Redick shouldn't be proud of that. I'm sorry. He shouldn't be.
He's very talented, but he's got to learn to rein it in just a touch.
So he's ticked off Russo and Cousy.
Together, he's ticked off Cuso.
Two quick things, by the way. He was the athletic director, I believe, in Blue Chips, not the college football coach. And Sally Muscles, a drop the mic moment. Didn't Michael have lunch with Meredith last week in Chicago? A date?
Oh, okay, Sally Muscles.
Great
I had
point,
lunch
Sally.
With Meredith
Great
and
point.
Our producer Troy Benjamin. How's that a date?
I don't Unless know that. I'm sorry. I didn't see that in the picture. It was odd how it was just a pizza and Meredith.
Ooh, Meredith. She's looking lovely, by the way. Yeah. Having a great lunch out there in Chicago. And by the way, you think I'm going to the bar mitzvah alone? It's just me and Allison at a private bar mitzvah. It's just me, Allison, the cantor, and Zev. That's all.
I wasn't going to do this, but DiPietro has a great comment. Oh. Peter comes in as the plus two. You walk in a seven next to Peter, you're like a nine.
It's like right out of a porn script, right?
Which one?
Going to Maryland with a friend that's a girl to a bar mitzvah, and
yeah,
then
yeah.
it all happens.
Yeah, the most. Thinking so hard to come up with a porn name with bar mitzvah in the title.
And
really
then to show him that, how rude was that picture with Meredith? When there were other people at the table, but only Meredith smiling and the pizza. Listen, God, that's awful.
What a bad job.
The other person is
awful
our producer,
job.
Troy Benjamin, and I love Troy, and he's incredibly talented. He's a great producer, but would people know who he is? I mean, people know who Meredith is, I was making fun of the fact that she looked like she'd never been happier in front of a big deep dish pizza.
Mm. Well, that's an answer.
All right, guys. We still have a few things to get to. I need to move on here.
Okay. Can I stop you for 1 second?
I didn't even start yet.
I've worked with you guys really a long anymore. Time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have never reviled you more both than I do today.
Oh.
That's
because
what
we don't think you're hot.
And that's what
you're known to take an awkward picture.
No. I didn't say I don't think I'm hot. If you said who's better looking, George Clooney or Michael Kay, of course, George Clooney. I'm not even the same I'm not the same species. But when you say Pete Davidson's better looking than me, we're done.
No, the things that you say to me and Peter on a daily basis.
Yes.
Insult where I went to school, what I read, who I associate with, on a daily basis.
I mean, when people call up and attack Don and I in a horrible, visceral way, you always agree with them.
Right. We now know what salient means because of that.
Yeah, because that's the only reason I know the word salient. Because like Andrew, I haven't read a book in years.
I haven't read a book in years.
Michael Vick is coming out of retirement.
No.
Yeah. He's joining fan-controlled football.
Mm.
The number one pick in the 2001 NFL draft has not played an NFL game since 2015. And on May 28th, he is going to be getting into a game for the fan-controlled league.
I'm surprised this is not bigger because this looks cool. Doesn't it?
It sounds cool. I haven't seen a thing of it, though.
Like, no, I haven't either. But every time I hear it come up, I'm like, wow, that's cool. And then I never hear anything about it again.
But how
you get to call the play.
How dangerous is this? I mean, if fans controlled the game, Aaron Hicks would have been released yesterday.
But they're just calling the plays, Michael.
But just think about how fans are of the moment. Every play is going to be a bomb.
Well, I guess majority rules, right? I don't know exactly how it works, but you got a few people, and I guess whatever the highest percentage, that's the play they run.
Somebody will kill the algorithm, and they'll have them do 5 bombs in a row.
Guys, this is a fun one. How about the top 10 worst fan bases in sports?
Now, all right, what's the criteria for this?
This is from Yahoo. Okay, a guy named Mike Freeman did it.
Love Mike's work.
Official criteria?
Yeah.
I don't.
Like, is it not supporting the team? Is it ticket sales?
Well, don't worry.
Is it just rowdiness?
He gives an explanation of each one.
Okay.
Number 10, the Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Okay. That seems low.
You think they'd be higher?
Right.
You'll ruin everything.
Yeah, we don't even need to go through them. Number 9, Notre Dame football fans.
Hmm.
Haven't won a national championship in over 3 decades, but act like they're Alabama.
Right. Very arrogant.
In reality, the program is the Mike Dukakis of football.
This is good.
Number 8, University of Texas football. Suffers from the same symptoms as the Irish. They haven't won a national title since the 1800s. Number 7, Golden State Warriors.
Interesting.
Few fan bases are more come lately than this one. There were 17 Warrior fans, BSC. We know what that stands for. Now, there are apparently 20 million of them, and they've all been fans from the beginning.
Mm.
Number 6, the St. Louis Cardinals. His explanation simply, did you know they invented the sport of baseball? Number 5, Red Sox fans. He says, I'll take it easy on you since you're probably still grappling with desegregation. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's awful.
Number 4, Boston Celtics fans. Description, see number 5. It's not right.
But it's funny.
Number 3, and this is where I disagree with him, he has the New England Patriots fans. And he says, the truth is, I actually like Patriots fans. They've watched the franchise go from one of the most putrid in all of sports to one of the best. See, I don't agree with that. I believe that's an incredibly Johnny-come-lately fan base.
Yes,
I agree. It's just that Johnny-come-lately now is 20 years old because they've been good for 20 years.
Usually you don't have Johnny-come-lately last this long, but believe me, they were clearly fourth in that city before Parcells and Belichick.
Truth is, I actually like Patriots fans. They've watched the franchise go from putrid to one of the best. And unlike other fans, like, say, New York Giants fans, who ignore the team when they lose and run like the Flash to get on the bandwagon when they win, Patriots fans stick with the team. Putting them here is more about my constitutional duty as an American to acknowledge just how much other fans absolutely despise Patriots fans.
That is such a fraudulent thing he said. All right, for two counts. The Giant fans run away. The Giant fans are still passionate. Yeah, they still show up. All right, that building's
out.
Not empty. And also, let's see the Patriots have the decade the Giants have had and see if they're still flocking to Foxborough and still worshiping the team, or do they go right back to being fourth in Boston like they always were? Come on.
I got to tell you, Don, I'm with you in lockstep. I do not like that take at all. I think Giants fans are incredibly loyal. I really do. Giants, the football fans in this town are very loyal.
Very loyal.
All right, the number 2 and 1 hated teams, according to Mike Freeman from Yahoo. Number 2, Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And number 1, the Miami Heat.
Why the Heat?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. The Heat are mostly backed up because of one story. He said, these fans have the honor of owning one of the most unintentionally hilarious moments in fan history. June 19th, 2013, Game 4 of the Finals. He made a mistake, actually. It's game 6 of the finals. 28.2 seconds left. The San Antonio Spurs are up 4 on the Heat. Manu Ginobili heads to the free throw line. At that point, Heat fans, who likely arrived 90 minutes late, started leaving the arena. Ginobili makes one of his two free throws. All hell breaks loose after that, and the Heat turn the game around, go to overtime, and win.
Was that the Ray Allen game?
I'm not sure. Right. Heat fans that left desperately try to get back in but were locked out. WPLG's Victor Okendo, as Deadspin.com noted, was there. And here are tweets from that day from Victor Okendo. Honestly embarrassing. I'm setting up for my live shot outside the arena, just watching fans exit early. A few minutes later. Now I'm watching horrible, drunk, quitting fans desperately trying to get back in. None of them deserve to be let in. They're pounding the glass doors. So that story alone gives them the distinction of this pathetic exit. But we also know, by the way, the Heat are a safe top five anyway, in the sense that it doesn't seem like people pay attention to their games until the fourth quarter.
Well, that's kind of an unfair ranking because Dodger fans were in the parking lot leaving before Kirk Gibson hit that home run. So, come on. Most fans do that.
And Dodger fans don't show up till the fifth inning either.
Right.
That was a fraudulent list. Throw it out.
All right. Well, it was fun to read.
I know. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, too. I don't agree with a lot of it, though. Quick update, guys, on Tyler McGill. He's been on
Tyler.
See, all the names you complain about, and you got nothing to say about Tyler?
He's not your friend.
So thank you. So you explained it. Tyler McGill.
That's an answer.
If that's his real name. He's been on the IL since May 12th because of bicep tendonitis. He's tentatively scheduled to start playing catch today.
That's so big. They need him.
They need him back desperately. That will do it for ENN on this Friday evening. It's brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME and Casa Noble. When life moves fast, take a moment to hit pause and experience the smooth, elegant taste of Casa Noble tequila, the perfect tequila for all of life's meaningful moments.
Are you giving away the Ranger tickets now, Skippy?
You want to
do that when we come back?
I think we do it when we come back.
We're going to do it next, all right?
Boom.
We'll do that next, giving away Ranger tickets, game 3. Remember, we're also giving away tickets to game 4. The station is, too, not just us. DiPietro and Rothenberg on Monday, starting at 5 till 8. They'll be giving away game 4 tickets, and then on our show on Monday, we'll be doing the same. But we have one more pair to give away for game 3, which is Sunday, which I won't be going to because of a rainout today. Kay, LeGreco, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN. Can I stop you for 1 second?
I didn't even start yet.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.